At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. We are still in the midst of off-day action here for the Charlotte Hornets. They have been having practices, obviously, but no games since Monday. Loss at Boston. Hornets have been beaten and battered by injuries all throughout this first quarter of the season. So honestly, the break has come at a good time, and we look forward to hopefully having some good news when games resume again tomorrow when Charlotte tips off a three-game homestand hosting the Washington Wizards. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. Yesterday, we had a one-on-one conversation with Hornets assistant coach Tyrone Corbin. Great to talk to him. Hopefully you had a chance to enjoy it. If you haven't yet, click back through the archives, check out yesterday's edition of the HHC. And while you're at it, you can hear previous episodes where we talked to head coach Steve Clifford or Jalen McDaniels. Plenty of great content there for you. But today we've got another one-on-one interview with another key piece to the Hornets reserve unit. It's JT Thor, who's coming off a really strong performance for the Greensboro Swarm, pair of them actually, where he shot over 45% from beyond the arc. We'll talk about his performance in the G League, how it might help springboard him into the back three quarters here of his second season in the NBA. We'll also talk about some of his favorites in the league and why he is my own personal weatherman. I don't know if it's cold in a city we're visiting with the Charlotte Hornets unless the former Alaskan JT Thor tells me it is so. Without further ado, let's welcome back to the Hornets Hivecast, JT Thor. JT, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you for having me.
It's always great to talk to you. Last time we sat down with you here on the podcast, it was leading into the offseason. Talked about all the work you wanted to do. You wanted to focus on your defensive game, just getting better in general, putting yourself in a better position to compete for minutes on the floor. How do you feel now, a solid month into the new season, that you did in terms of that work, that foundation you set during the summer?
I'm just trying to stay consistent, just trying to continue to work on my game, watching film, just trying to find ways to get better. And the rest just handles itself.
Part of it is the work you put in training camp, on the practice court, clearly in games. Part of it also is the opportunities you get at Greensboro. You just wrapped up a stint playing for the Swarm in the G League. Numbers are eye-popping. Two games, 26 points per game, 9 rebounds a contest. You shot 46% from three, and you only had one turnover in 68 minutes. How do you feel you performed there with the Swarm?
You know, it felt good to get back playing, first of all, just because I haven't played in like a week or two, I feel like. So getting my conditioning back, just getting my feel for the game back. It felt good to be out there. Yeah, it felt great playing with Mark, my old teammate. So everything was just flowing well for me.
How do you balance the duties that you're going to have in a normal NBA game where you're more of a role player, your minutes are more sporadic, against your role with Greensboro, where you're a star, you're one of the primary targets for most plays, if not all of them out there? How do you use the success from one and translate it into the other when the jobs are fundamentally different?
I'll say, like, that's a really tough job for a lot of young guys coming into the league. And I feel like just knowing your role, like, I think one thing that I should be able to carry over is my shooting ability, because for me, it's been a confidence thing. So, you know, just getting the ball and just getting shots up and just getting more reps in, just making me more comfortable. And each day go by, just I feel like that would just get me ready.
Well, the shot percentage was very impressive. 46% from three, that's outstanding. So hopefully that does indeed carry over. We talked to Coach after practice yesterday, and he said that he spoke with you about the experience being down with the Swarm, and he said something to the effect of you telling him that you felt you needed it. Did you say something like that to Coach, and what did you mean by needing to get those reps with Greensboro?
Oh, you know, just playing more games. You know, I'm so young. I don't turn 21 until next year. So just that experience of having the ball in my hands and continuing to improve was definitely something that I needed, and I definitely addressed Coach about that.
Coach also said that it's a sign that the right guys are in the building, that players like yourself are not just willing to work to improve but want to find avenues that maybe not every player in the league is willing to explore to get better.
Right, and a lot of people take it as a demotion to go to the G League, and I just look at it as a great opportunity to just get better and get more reps in. So it's a great feeling.
And like you inferred, the court's the same size. I don't think they moved the 3-point line any further in. So 46% there is 46% everywhere that line exists, right?
Exactly.
I get allergy care from the doctors at Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, who know how to treat me, not just my symptoms. Now that my allergies are under control, I can ride my bike whenever I want, just like I did as a kid.
Senta offers allergy testing and a wide range of treatment in North and South Carolina. Play like you once did. Schedule your appointment today at ceenta.com/appointments. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates. They just make sense.
We've got JT Thor with us today here on the Hornets Hivecast, second year forward for Charlotte. We've been traveling for the last two seasons now, and I regard you as my personal weatherman because you have lived all over the country, including spending time in Alaska. I am a California native who doesn't really know what cold is. So anytime we go somewhere cold, I have to ask you first if it's actually cold or if it's just me, right?
No, right. Correct.
You've been able to travel all over the country. What are some of your most treasured memories so far in the game of basketball, or particularly with the Hornets?
Great basketball. It was an eye-opener for me. Like, dudes were more athletic than me. Dudes were way more skilled than me. So it was definitely fun, but it was definitely an eye-opener to get out here and start improving my game. So I would say that experience in West Virginia at Huntington Prep, for sure.
When did you first realize that you were one of those better guys, that you had the ability to go as far as your dreams would allow you to?
I just realized it when I noticed that, like, I was willing to put more work in than other guys, and willing to stay in longer or get to the gym before other people. And that right there is the formula for success, and it clearly shows.
And the reward for that is not just the personal success you have on the court, but also the ability to create a new life for yourself and for your family. I've read mom is your biggest motivation. You're born in Nebraska, grew up in Alaska, you traveled all over the country chasing this dream. What does it mean to you now to have it, at least to some degree, be fulfilled and be able to give back to your large family and all those that supported you?
It means everything, you know, especially as this being one of my main goals. It means the world. So, you know, just striving, just knowing that dreams do come true, and just knowing that the work you put in, you can achieve something, is a great feeling for me and the family. So it's great.
JT, a couple quick hitters for you. What is your favorite road venue these days in the NBA?
I like Orlando, Miami, those two spots a lot. Just because the tropical weather and, like, in the scenery.
So our Alaska guy, my weather guy, is telling me that your favorite thing is to get out of the cold, yes?
Yeah.
Mine too. Favorite thing to do in an off day in Charlotte?
Grab something to eat with at Capitol Grill or at Cajun's Whiskey Grill with the family or friend, for sure.
Two good spots. And your favorite thing about playing at Spectrum Center?
Oh, the fans, you know, the teal and purple, you know, the mint is everything.
Buzz City, it's time to bring the Hive alive once again. Individual tickets and season ticket plans for the 2022-2023 season are now on sale. Be here on Friday, December 2nd, as your Hornets return home to face the Washington Wizards in a Southeast Division showdown. Tip time is set for 7 p.m. at Spectrum Center. Secure your seats now at Hornets.com or through the Hornets mobile app.
JT Thor, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. JT, obviously it's been a bit of a struggle here at the start of the season. No one could have foreseen the number of injuries that have hit the Hornets, but that's the reality. How do you guys approach now this back three quarters of the season, knowing that you've got some work to do to accomplish your goals?
They're just trying to find ways to improve each day, whether it's through practice, through film, and just knowing that we got to get better every day. So coach tells us, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So we keep that mentality and use that to fill us for our next game and for our next practice.
A lot of the narrative out there is that, you know, the Hornets have lost 15 of their first 21 games, and the focus is on the record. But very rarely does a team, any team, operate on a single storyline all season long. It might condense to that after the fact, but unless you're extremely good, like Michael Jordan's 96 Bulls, or very bad and you're going to be picking number one overall, and that's kind of foreseen from the start of the season, every team has their ups and downs, and season has their themes and chapters. I think I know, but what would you say the title of this first chapter, the theme of this first 21 games of the season has been for the Hornets?
I'll say adversity. You know, a lot of our key guys not being able to play, and just not knowing what tomorrow is going to be like. So, you know, adversity, just fighting through that.
In order to achieve your goals, what does the theme of the next chapter need to be?
Work, don't stop. It's hard work.
No doubt about that. JT, there's no such thing as a 10-win game. So getting out of this hole, it's not going to be instantaneous, but it doesn't need to be. To finish above 500 to realistically have a good shot to have a playoff record, you don't have to win your next 10 in a row. You need to win something like 36 out of the next 61, which already sounds more manageable to me. But from your perspective, knowing what the team's gone through and that you're still facing some injury hurdles ahead, is it possible to win at that kind of clip and make up the gap that you have currently in the standings?
Oh, most definitely. I could definitely see us going to the playoffs. I could definitely see us turning this around. So, you know, definitely. So I'm going to hang my head on that.
Well, it all starts one game at a time. Next one up, a three-game homestand here for the Hornets. In addition to the injuries, the schedule hasn't been that easy either. But now there's been some rest to hopefully get some guys back, and there's a lot more home games. How excited are you for this next portion of the season?
Oh, very excited, man. Just waiting to see my opportunity again and just staying ready.
We're ready to see you out there too. JT Thor, thanks so much for joining us today here on the Hornets Hivecast.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in. Big thank you as well to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting together today's podcast, as well as the last couple of days. We've had these off-day editions, which have meant one-on-one conversations. Would certainly encourage you to click back and listen to yesterday's talk with Tyrone Corbin, assistant coach for the Hornets. And, of course, tomorrow, we get back to game action. Hornets will be hosting the Washington Wizards. Tickets are still available at Hornets.com. Would love to see you at the Hive. And whether you can be there or not, make sure to tune into the following day's edition of the HHC, where we will break down that result and get you ready for night two of a back-to-back when the Hornets host Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Till next time, for our producer Rob Longo, our guest today JT Thor, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We will talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.